We are celebrating the month of Kiyah still, until we celebrate the Christmas on the 29th of Kiyah. Today we are contemplating. Thank you. About the Mother of God. When St. Mary visited Elizabeth, the womb of Elizabeth had John the Baptist, and John the Baptist actually worshipped Christ in the womb, because Christ who is in the womb, or was in the womb of his mother St. Mary, is actually the incarnated God. From the moment of conception he is the incarnated God. He's a full man and he's a full God. And that's why we call St. Mary the Theotokos. We call her the Mother of God. Now, even if we call a mother that she is the mother of her own son, that does not mean that she is his creator. The creator is still God. So when Christ came into and dwelt in the womb of St. Mary, that does not mean that St. Mary made him. St. Mary actually gave him the humanity, but the divinity came still from heaven. So that's why we call St. Mary the Theotokos. And the one who is in St. Mary's womb is Christ himself. And Christ himself, when he came after the resurrection, and Thomas didn't believe in the resurrection, and then Christ said to him, okay, put your hand in my side. And when he put his hand in his side, the fathers tell us that the divinity itself burned him, gave him a jolt, and he said, my Lord and my God. And then he was made a believer, and then all the disciples believed in the resurrection of Christ. When Christ, the second person in the Trinity, or the second hypostasis in the Trinity, appeared to Moses, and Moses said to him, look, if I go back to the Egyptians, who am I saying, what's your name? What is your name? Because the Egyptians had Osiris and Isis and Ramses and all of these gods they have. He said to him, I am who I am. And I am who I am is translated into Jehovah. I am Jehovah. I am the one who cannot be described. I am who I am. And then when the people came to arrest Christ, and they said, where is Christ? He said, I am. When he said, I am, he said, I'm Jehovah, and they all fell on their backs. So the objective is to say that when we call St. Mary Theotokos, we call her actually the Mother of God. And we insist on this name. Some people want to call her Christokos. No, she is Theotokos. She is the Mother of God. She is not the Maker of God. She is not the Creator of God. But she actually bore God, the Son, for 9 months. And she also said, from now on, all generations will venerate me. Why? Because actually we call her in the Tasbihah, in the church, she is the second heaven. Like we have the heaven where God is, and St. Mary is the second heaven where God dwelt. And that's why we venerate St. Mary. We don't worship St. Mary, but we venerate her. The Lord himself, when he appeared in Revelation, he said about himself, the Lord Christ, because St. John seen him, and he wondered, who is he? He said, I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am the start, I am the end, I am the infinite. So if Christ is the Alpha and the Omega, and she carried the Alpha and the Omega, then she is the Theotokos, and she is the Mother of God. And she definitely have a place in Christ's heart, because his time did not come, but he was attending that wedding with her at Cana of Galilee. And she said to him, look, whatever he tells you, go and do it. Now he said, woman, my time hasn't come yet. But because she is his mother, and because he accepts her intercession, he said, okay, fill these containers with water. And he turned the water into wine. So definitely St. Mary is really a good intercessor. And by having St. Mary as a good intercessor for us, that actually a great restoration for the position of the woman in the church. People could have kept saying, oh yeah, if it wasn't for the woman, Adam would not have eaten from the fruit. And actually, as I said to some people last week, that Napoleon heard a man and his woman discussing in the forest, and the man was saying to his woman, look, if I was Adam, I would never have listened to the woman, I would never have eaten of this fruit. So Napoleon invited them to his house, and he had a table full of everything conceivable you can think of. He put it on the table there for them to eat, except he had a certain dish with a cover on it. And he said, you can eat anything and everything on this table, however, you are not allowed to take the cover off this plate. Okay, it's fine. So they started to eat, and they eaten and filled their stomachs, and the lady started to say to him, I wonder what's underneath this. He said, look, young lady, we were told not to take this cover off. She said, no, but I want to know what's underneath it. I must know. He said, please, let us not. And then she kept saying to him and saying to him, and the man who said that I'm not going to listen, he said, fine. And he lifted up the cover, and there was a little sparrow underneath it, and the sparrow flew. And Napoleon came in and said, you can't blame Adam, and you can't blame Eve. It just, we have this nature in us. And don't stand there thinking that you would be better than our forefathers. So there are times when we get that thought in our minds that we are better than Adam, or we are better than other people. It's not right. All of us are under the same weakness, and all of us are saved through one thing, through the grace of God. Even the saints have been saints through not their own being clever or being better than anyone, it's also through the grace of God. So St. Mary was made St. Mary because of the grace of God, because she accepted the grace of God. We say in the Tasbihah of Witness Day that God looked from heaven and did not find anyone worthy except St. Mary. Why? Because she would have been the one who would have accepted the grace of God. Somebody might ask, but Zechariah, when he said to the archangel, how come I'm an old man, and how come I'll have a son, he was actually struck with muteness. He said, okay, until the son is born, you can't speak. Because as if he's saying, look, you are a priest, you knew the story of Abraham, how he's got son in his old age. But when he came to St. Mary, the archangel said to her, you're going to conceive and you will have a son. Now St. Mary was a dedicated or a Nazarite or like a nun. Her parents gave her, because she was the firstborn, as a Nazarite into the temple. And she was to remain in the temple as a virgin for the rest of her life. And then the archangel comes to her and says, you're going to conceive a son. Now how come? I am a nun, I'm a Nazarite, I'm not getting to get married. So he had to explain to her that the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the shadow and the most great will overshadow you, and the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the one who will be born of you will be called the Son of God. Now when he said that to her, that was clear, that was enough. She didn't argue. She said, okay, let it be according to what the Lord wants. So she showed more faith than Zechariah the priest. And that's why also we praise her and we call her blessed, because of the faith she had shown all of us. Also, when we call Christ the Son of God and we call her the Theotokos, that is to tell us that when Christ was born, he was born truly from a woman. We say that in the Mass, that at the right time he came born of a woman, that he is not just a drop off from heaven, he was a full man and a full God. It's very important to know that the one who need to save us must be of our race. And according to the Mass, he would not get an archangel or an angel or a father to save me, but you yourself incarnated and saved me. And why was it necessary for God to save us? Because nobody can pay the price of sin except an unlimited person. Because when you sin against a normal person is different than sinning against, say, a policeman or hitting the king or the queen, because the punishment is commensurate to the person you sin against. So when you come and sin against God, the punishment you receive is as big as God himself. So the only one who can pay the price is God himself. Now, the one who was born of St. Mary, yes, he's a full man, but let us never ever forget that he is the eternal Son of God. From the moment of conception, he is the Son of God. That's why we insist on calling her Theotokos. There was a guy called Nestorius. Nestorius tried to call her Christotos, and he was rejected by the church. There are some other denominations who live among us in the world now who insist to call her the Mother of Christ, but they don't want to call her the Mother of God. That is their problem. This is their problem. But we know just that she is the Mother of God, because the archangel, he said to her that the one who is going to be born of you will be called the Son of God. So Saint Mary is the Theotokos. It is said that some people don't believe that she is the Theotokos, but we don't go and argue with them, but we pray for them. Now, St. Mary has a special place in heaven. The special place she has in heaven, she is above the angels and archangels. Because we say that the angels and archangels carry the throne of God. So if she is the throne of God, then she is higher than the angels and archangels. She is higher than the angels and archangels. That's why when we do any tasbihah, we start with glorifying Saint Mary. In the magma, or the commemoration of the saints, we always remember her in the very first name. Because definitely she has a special place in heaven and on earth. And that restored in Christianity the value of women and made women and men equal. And I think that was a great restoration, and we now believe that there is no, as St. Paul said, we don't differentiate between men or women in Christ. We are very happy that the church every year repeats the month of Kiyak for us to remember our Mother Virgin Mary. We are also very fortunate to have a very special person who intercedes for us in heaven with a special intercession. Her intercession is very special, and all of us definitely have experienced that in our lives, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.